Aloha, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, Savvy?
Hi. Hey, Evan. Here we are. It's Wednesday. Yes.
Wellness. It's hump day. We made it. And we are here for you on your hump day.
Yeah. I wonder why, and, if it's hump day, that's why it's Wellness Wednesday. I'm just saying.
I'm just happy we're halfway through the week. It's been a crazy last week.
Yes, it has.
So much going on.
There is a lot going on. That is a lot going on, yes. But here we are. We're ready to go. It's live, Caring Live, and we've got so much great stuff. So let's just get this show on the road. Evan, take it away.
So for those who weren't there last week, this is our second episode of the Caring show with myself and Savvy, and we are here for caregivers, and we've been caregivers all our lives, really on a mission now to bring community to those who selflessly put others first. And we want you to know that you too have a hand to hold, and when together we can make the caregiver journey a little bit easier for us all. Each week, we'll feature topics ranging from self-care to respite resources to caregiver survivors just like you. You are home here, and we will certainly leave you more uplifted than you came. But most of all, we want you to feel that you matter too.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's our spiel.
I know. You know, Evan's got Chilltime TV, and we're going to talk. We always talk about it. We'll talk more about that today as well. And I've got Give Me a Break, and you know, you can see our new little backgrounds. Don't you love it? It's all about physical wellness. I thought home, that soothingness of the ocean would be great for us. And so we each have our what we represent and what we do. And you all know, Give Me a Break. We care for caregivers. And, you know, we're really trying to just bring back the joy to caregiving. That's really what Give Me a Break is about. We'll help you to relax, renew, resource, and revive yourself. And so just jump on our website. It's www.gab808.com for more information. You can contact us. You can register for a break. You can refer a caregiver for a break, a little respite, if you will, because we know that you're tired and, you know, we know that you deserve it. Okay, so today is June 30th. Wow, where the heck did that month go? I blinked and it was gone. How about you?
Yeah, you know, like my sense of seasons are all off being back here in Hawaii. So I'm like, wait, is it summer already? It's been summer.
Yes, it's been summer, but it's hot as blazes. Everybody's been complaining about
that.
Just hang in there, everybody. And, you know, that's okay. June was a great month. It was a very busy month for everybody. But tomorrow, and so the exciting thing is that June is over, is that tomorrow starts July, and July is National Self-Care Month. That's right. It's Self-Care Month. And so it's a great month for all of us to learn about self-care, to put self-care first. And of course, you know, it's a month of just awesomeness for caregivers. We're just going to make it an awesome month. And so every week we're going to talk to you about self-care, wellness. It's going to be absolutely amazing for all of you.
Yeah, I mean, that is my go-to thing, right? I want everybody to bring a little bit of movement to their life, really, at the end of the day. And I'm Evan, like I mentioned, and I'm the founder of Chilltime TV. And what better, you know, what better timing of self-care month coming up, that we have an app for you. That's All Things Wellness, 20 hours plus of content, bringing on two new instructors shortly. And you just can turn it on, tune in. And as Savvy says, it's truly self-care at a touch. So, you know, check it out. You can download it. But I'm here today to expand a little bit more on physical health. So should we dive in?
Yeah, I think we definitely should. You know, our show really is about caregivers and wellness anyway. So this just totally fits in, right? And of course, we give you all the resources and the tools that you need. The thing is that it's really from a caregiver's point of view, because as Evan had said, both Evan and I we're lifetime caregivers. We understand, we've been there, we know what it's like. We have a community of caregivers that we're going to be introducing you to as we go along each week as well, that also get it. You know, you're not alone out there anymore. We understand and we know what your point of view is. So we are always going to look at that and take that into consideration in everything that we help you with and all the knowledge that we share. So gosh, yeah, let's get into it. We're going to talk about physical wellness and self-care. Let's go for it.
Yes. And stick around because we have a nice giveaway for you all at the end, and we'll give you a special code for it. So stay with us.
Oh yeah. It's totally worth it. You guys don't want, you got to stay till the end. Don't you hate when they do that? But yeah, that's what we're doing. Stay tuned to the end. I love it.
All right. So in the spirit of wellness, I'd like to kick it off with a topic of caring news, right? We always have like a news segment. And I came across a New York Times article just a couple weeks ago, and it was called "We Could All Use a Health Coach." And it's just, oh my God, I get chills. And it's really around the premise of bringing patients and caregivers and everyone the tools they need to improve their own care. And just listen to this stat. Over 130 million Americans are suffering from one or more chronic health conditions. And I'm sure many of you can relate. Conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, arthritis, I mean, the list goes on. And it truly breaks my heart seeing that so many people are suffering and experiencing a diminished quality of life. But even more so, like, we're provided this patchwork band-aid mentality in our medical system, right? Yeah. And we're told, like, do these things to better our health, but it's hard to actually implement it into action. So I wanted to pose some questions to you guys. To those tuning in, are you having difficulty following your doctor's advice? Or do you feel like you're healthy, but you're not even aware of the habits that you're doing now that may undermine your health later on? And I mean, I'm a first case scenario of that where, you know, I thought I was super healthy and then I had kidney stones.
Yeah.
So.
And didn't you really, say too, yeah, and not to interrupt you, but didn't you also say, Evan, that it had something to do with the fact that it was your diet and you're like meticulous about what you eat and put into your body. And I love that as that first case scenario, because we all think, you know, we're doing all the right things, but maybe we aren't. And that's why a coach is so important. I mean, you know, you need support, you need somebody to cheer you on, but you also need the education, and the professionals do that. That's what they do. And that's what that's the beauty of having, you know, having a coach of some kind is.
Totally. And a coach, like, after going to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition for the past 6 months and getting my certification, what I walked away with was, like, not macronutrients, you know, like all these crazy terms. It was really like how a coach can help you find your bio-individuality. Because everyone, I mean, I just came back from a trip in Israel, right? And I was super vegan going into the experience. But then I realized that there were certain foods that satiated me because of my ancestry in that area that I like completely knocked out. And you have to listen to your own body and what satiates it. And you know it best. And a coach is here to bring that out and create a plan to help you, like, restore your health.
Yeah, it's like I could never give up lihing if I had.
Yeah.
You know, I need that. It's like I got to just rub it on my tongue every now and then. You know, it's like local crack. You know, you have to just have your lihing, you know, put it on a mango or something. And as healthy as I want to be, you have to be practical. And I love things that are, like you said, because it's what we're used to and what we grew up with. And most people think you have to give everything up, and that's not what it's about. Yeah, that's the importance of what a coach does. And I love that you have that available and that you can do that.
Yeah, more to add to that later. But I also wanted to mention, like, which was talked about in the article, that there are tons of doctors out there, right? But you probably don't know that many of them don't have substantial nutrition education. It's just not. It's not common in their program yet. And that's why, like, functional medicine has become this new thing and treating you from the inside out, you know, huge proponent for. But I just want to mention that, like, the doctors are awesome, right? They've helped me. Modern medicine has helped me through crazy times. Yeah. But you also need nutritional support because you are what you eat. You really are. And, yeah, we're just here to shed some light onto that. So, okay, tying it into physical health, right? We all have these underlying issues, and or we don't know what's creeping up, or we're just feeling good. And what I want to inspire you to walk away this, you know, session from is just get moving in whatever way and whatever practical way that is for you. You know, for me, it's dancing. Like, I'll put on my heels after I had a long day. And
I've seen this, like, folks. We'll have to show it one of our shows. We'll have to do a video clip on one of our shows.
Okay, we'll do that. But, you know, if you're cooking, like, if you find the time to cook, you know, make it a fun experience. Or, you know, which Savvy and I were just talking about, find those in-between moments when you're caregiving to just, like, add in 5 to 10 minutes of movement. And it will dramatically not only help your mental health, but your physical health too, right? Like, your heart, your lungs, you know, muscles, endurance, weight management, coordination, like, it is truly life-changing. And I know it too, like, how it has helped my own family members going through chronic conditions and how they've put movement in their life. Right. So just a little bit about that.
yeah, absolutely.
So we have this app, right? And it's amazing. You can turn it on when you have those in-between moments, and you can get any class you want, right? Meditation, yoga, dance, and it goes on. But there's something missing. And this is why coaching, the whole topic of coaching, ties into this, is because we can all get excited, right? We have this opportunity to build in self-care when we want, anytime, anywhere, and we get excited, or we finally have the time. But life loves to take us off track. Life has a way of presenting us things when we least expect it. And that is why I have created the Caregiver Health Club.
Yeah.
And it builds in Chill Time TV. It builds in coaching, so you can have the best of both worlds. You know, and I too get chills thinking about this, because this is the lasting solution to actually restoring your health as a caregiver. And it's not your fault that you were thrown off course, right? It's not. And I'm here to help you in whatever way, so that you can, you know, find wellness whenever you need it. So more to come, but yeah, I'm really passionate about the Caregiver Health Club. And yeah, what do you think about that, Savvy?
I think it's amazing. I mean, you know, just your personal caregiving health club. And again, the point of view from a caregiver, right? You know, there's so many wonderful ideas and apps and, you know, suggestions that, doctors and even nutritionists and other people have, but they don't take into consideration that you are thrust into the role of caregiving and that your entire life has to change now. You're no longer you where you could say, hey, I'm gonna, you know, go out with my friends, or hey, I'm gonna spend 3 hours at the gym. You know, that those things don't happen anymore when you get thrust into the role of caregiving. Whether you're caregiving full-time or part-time, your life suddenly got filled with everyone else and you come last. And so what an awesome opportunity to put your self-care right in front of you. Right in front of you, on your phone. You know you're on your phone all the time, in an app. And yes, we're going to be talking more about the app. And I just think it's super cool. You know, for what you would, for really just a few, what is it, $1 a day or whatever. It's the cost of a cup of coffee a day. I mean, it's totally cool, totally worth it. You know, you're home caregiving now anyway. And so you're not out there going to Starbucks every day. Might as well put that money to something that's going to make you well. And so again, self-care, wellness, it's really all about that. And just understanding what wellness is, right? It's really the individual pursuit that we have. It's our self-responsibility for our choices, right? So we have to individually seek wellness because everybody's wellness is going to be different, right? But that's our responsibility to do so. We have to make our choices that are going to give us wellness and in our behavior and in our lifestyle, and understand that wellness is yours to control. For a caregiver, so many things are out of your control, right? But you can control your own well-being, your own wellness, and you can control your state of care. Your self-care. This isn't a state of being for you to have wellness. It's not like I'm being happy. I'm being good about my health. That's not what it's about. This is an active process of self-care, making deliberate choices to be healthier, right? Let's say that one more time. It's an active process of self-care, making deliberate choices to be healthier. Okay. So you're taking responsibility for your own self-care. You're considering what your needs are, you know, and it's knowing what you need in order to take care of others. Because if you don't self-care, then you can't take care of others. So self-care is not selfish. And I think that's something caregivers, you tend to be so empathetic and so nurturing and so giving that you think that if you think about yourself, that that's selfish. And it's not, because if you become the one needing care, you're no longer able to give care to somebody. So it's not selfish, you know, to improve your self-care regimen and to have wellness in order to care for those that are important in your life. So how can you make deliberate choices every day when it comes to your physical wellness? Well, you know, of course, we'll talk more about the app. The app's going to be wonderful for you. It's a no-brainer, no-think, total way to bring wellness into your life. And I love that. And you can also do little things a little at a time, just little things you can do every day to get moving, to have movement, and just a little elevate your heart rate, just a little. We don't, you know, caregivers, we're exhausted, frustrated. We're ready to kill something. We're tired. We don't have the energy to go like this. We might have the energy to go like that, and that's fine. That's that energy. We're going to take that moment. And it could just simply be a little thing, like just walking, you know, from one place to another. For me, it's parking further away. Ladies, don't do this during the evening. Do this in the daytime. You know, parking a little further away than trying to get that upfront parking. Go a little further away. Walk a little extra, right? Take a few extra steps. You know, people always told me, well, go up the stairs, don't go up the elevator. But you know what? If I walked up 10 flights of stairs, I was perspiring. And by the time I got to work, I didn't feel well. And if you're a caregiver and you're working as well, don't do that. Here's a thought. If you're on the 10th floor, get off on the 9th and walk one flight. That's just a little elevation. So little things you can do. When I was doing laundry, I have a stack laundry, and I would take my laundry from the bottom washer to put into the top dryer, and I would twist each time. So I would do a little twist. I would take a piece of clothing and I would put it in the dryer and take a twist. And that was a little something. If I'm standing in line, I go up on my tippy toes and go back down, go up on my tippy toes and go back down. People think I'm weird. That's okay. I'm happy. I'm elevating my heart rate just a little. And I'm taking advantage of a moment for wellness and self-care because you deserve it and you're worth it. So plan little deliberate steps each day for your wellness. And think about what you can and can't do. And just because you can't do something doesn't mean that there aren't cans that you have. So look for the, I used to always say, find the yeses. Look for the yes and make that a deliberate plan. Go through your day and start to look for the yeses. And then start planning what you can do with those moments for you. That's what this is really about, right? It's really about finding that time for you. So we talk about all of these kind of things, and I know I'm going on and on and on, but you know, we talk about all of these kind of things in our support sessions every week. We have 3 support sessions every week. That's your safe space, right? So come to your safe space, go on our website, / support sessions, join us on our support sessions where we go into detail all month long about wellness and self-care. We'll talk about physical wellness, financial, emotional, spiritual. Next
just
week,
cover we're actually it all.
Addressing spiritual. Yeah. So that's your safe space. Come to it, right? And tune in, of course, to us. And you can also every week, but also now we've got our own private health club. Oh my goodness. So today, just for tuning in, you got a private health club and a safe space to hang out in. But wait, there's more, right, Evan? I mean, you said something about a giveaway and more about the health club. Isn't there more?
Yeah. So we're a few minutes away from that. I don't want to jump in quite yet.
Oh man, he's making you wait. I love it.
the suspense is killing you all.
I love it.
Savvy, it's we need to finally debunk this myth that you need time and resources to experience and incorporate self-care.
Yes.
No, we are here to turn it on its head, like once and for all. Like, we are bringing the convenience to you so you can actually make this possible.
And you know, some of the people might say, oh, but Savvy, you're not a caregiver anymore. Oh, yes, I am. I'm still caregiving. I caregive for 2 people. And I'm working full-time with Give Me a Break. So, yes, I'm still caregiving. And yes, I'm doing as much as I can to take care of myself, you know? And if I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of the people I caregive for? They're not going to be able to take care, and anyone can take care of them. So that's really important. We have to know that you can buy out those moments. You can tell I'm passionate about this, right, Evan?
Well, that's really exciting stuff, Savvy, and props to everything you're doing. And let's welcome Self-Care Month with a fresh mind and optimism that we can do this. And you have a community to lean back on. With that, I couldn't leave without a kidney tip.
Yes.
And then I'll give the giveaway code. So with health in mind, you may not know, but diabetes is actually the leading cause of kidney disease and kidney failure. Right? So we have to be really cognizant of what we do with our body and how we sustain a healthy regimen. That's practical. Almost half of all kidney cases are caused by diabetes. Crazy.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
And with that in mind, it's important, the tip is, it's important to keep your blood glucose level, if you have diabetes, at a normal level, where for fasting purposes, it's 70 to 99, and for non-fasting purposes, 100 to 140. And the reason why diabetes is a leading cause is because there's not enough sugar, right, to stay in the blood. So when we have excess amounts of it, the kidneys are actually like overworking. Wow. And they now have to filter all of that out. So you don't know what's creeping up.
Yeah.
And that's our tip of the day. Bringing it to a positive.
real quick though, before you, I'm going to stick in one more thing. Can I just also really enforce how important it is that you see your doctor regularly? You've got to go to your doctor. You've got to let the professionals help you. You know, don't say, I'm okay. Go and see your doctor, please. And let
it's your not doctor selfish know what's going on. At all. It's like not. You're entitled to it.
You're totally entitled. And one more thing that I always recommend that you do when you go to your doctor is to tell your doctor, I am a full-time caregiver. Mm. I am a part-time caregiver. I am a caregiver. Because if they know that, they will treat you and look at you differently and test you differently as well because of the different things that you are exposing your physical health to. So it's important that you inform your doctor that you are a caregiver. So that's going to help immensely. And that's part of recognizing the need to make deliberate action for your physical wellness. So yes, back to what you were saying, Evan, was I interrupted as usual.
Drum roll, everybody. The giveaway is a free 30-day trial to Chill Time TV.
Awesome.
And all you need to do is go to www.chilltime.tv and insert the coupon code SELF2CARE. That is SELF2 and CARE. So you, in the spirit of self-care month, you can get 30 days free to jumpstart your self-care routine.
That is amazing. And this is for, when we go back and I get the post on our live, on all of our pages, we'll put the Chill Time TV, link as well as the, coupon code in the posting. So you'll see it there as well. And gosh, just, you know, what an awesome opportunity we gave you today as caregivers. So remember now that not only do you have a safe space and come to our sessions for that, but you now also have your own private health club for the next 30 days at no cost. So this is awesome, you guys. Really just enjoy it. Take advantage of it. This is about your self-care. And, you know, thank you for tuning in. We really hope that you enjoy this. We've got more great topics coming and a lot of great guests that are going to be on our live show. So please come in. You know, sharing is caring. And that's what we do. It's how we live and who we are, really. Welcome to your community for caregivers.
Yes.
And don't forget next week, 12 o'clock every week, Wednesday, 12 o'clock with Evan and myself. Check us out and go to our website again, www.gab808.com, to check out the support session schedule. And I hope to see you because I'm there. And I know it's going to be beneficial for everybody. And don't forget to get on and download that 30-day free app. Awesome.
We are on Apple, Android, Roku, yeah. Amazon, Apple TV, all the platforms. And if there's more in our future, we will be on that too.
Yes. And our YouTube channel. Don't forget our YouTube channel. So
yeah.
Yes. Caring Live with Evan and Savvy. So gosh, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We actually are right on time today, which is amazing. So good job on us. But it's hard to tell you everything we have to share. That's why we're going to do this every week. Yeah. Thanks, Evan.
Thanks, Savvy. Bye, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye, everyone.